Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Here we are, doing the podcast, doing it on a Tuesday night, because we were lazy over the weekend, and there was a wrestling pay-per-view. Pay-per-view.
Yeah, that was definitely...
There you go.
That was actually... quite good.
Did you like my song?
Yeah. It's actually much better than I actually would have
than I was expecting.
I was like, oh, you've gotten better at creating impromptu musicals. Oh,
thank you. I'm so proud of myself.
As we've gone along through here in the podcasting, but...
No one wants to hear me sing.
Nah.
They should be in my car with me driving home from work.
I'm not in the car. Do you do a lot of singing?
I do. I do so much singing when I'm alone in the car.
What do you sing?
Whatever. Whatever comes on my iPod. iPhone.
You don't listen to podcasts?
I do sometimes. Sometimes I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to... Like this morning, I was like, don't really want to listen to a podcast. Want to listen to my thing. And then whatever comes up, I kind of just sing along.
I have those days too.
Yeah. Sometimes you just want to.
I have those days where I'm just like, literally all I do is listen to podcasts pretty much from like, I am immersed in podcast goo constantly. Like, I mean, even now, because we're taping this on a weekday.
Yep.
So like.
All you did all day was podcast.
Yeah, you know, I did all day was podcasts. You know, I got, you know, this guy and that guy and.
All the shows.
I do all the shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do all. And I do, I like dealing with them. I deal with them. So it's a lot of bandwidth.
Yes.
So. That's what I do for a living.
Yep. Yeah. And then here we are podcasting.
And then here we are. We have to podcast again.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm just like, you know, I need some songs. I sing Crazy Ex-Girlfriend songs in the car. I sing Daughtry a lot. I sing Vietnamese Nation.
I wish I met... I'm like Daughtry adjacent. I wish I had a chance to meet him. Mm-hmm. At some point, Daughtry, because...
He's very into comic books.
He's very into comic books.
He's a big Batman fan, and he's done some art, actually, for, like, DC. He's done covers and stuff.
I imagine when they open those envelopes, it probably sounds like one of his songs.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just an email now.
What, you think he PDFs it?
I think everybody does. Isn't it all electronic now? I don't think anybody actually hand draws or even hand colors this stuff anymore.
That's bullshit.
Maybe some of them. But I mean, like, a lot of them do it, you know.
So what's the point of... Are there colorists in comics anymore?
Yeah, there still are.
But they're just, like, people that just go click, 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 click?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Do they print it out? I have no clue. I have no clue how...
Because I feel like there's pencils and stuff. And you
there
probably...
can be, but I think some of them are... all electronic, all colored on the thing, all typed, lettered, and whatever.
Probably opens up an envelope and it's like, no surprise, or whatever song it is.
It's just, is that the sound that his email makes?
Yeah.
It has a special, you assign one of his songs to it. Kind of like when you used to use AOL Instant Messenger, you could have like certain sounds for when your friends joined. Did you ever do that? Did you like ever just like assign shit?
I didn't really use AOL Instant Messenger a lot. I mean, there was a period.
I did.
There was a period, I think, around like 2002 to 2004-ish that I used it, but it was never very. It was one of those things where like I didn't. None of my actual like close friends used that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, it was always like people that like I knew from like other things, and it was just always felt like I was annoying them. So
fair,
you know, and it's kind of like my thing now, where it's like I don't like using like texts to communicate with people. I mean, a lot of people do that.
I am a fan of the text. I'm a fan of the IM.
No, well,
if you can IM me, like we have an IM system at work, don't call me. Send me an IM.
Well, okay, here's how.
And please also send me an emoticon because I love to send them to people.
Well, here's the thing. I like IM. Okay. What I really like is Slack. Slack program. Slack is awesome. However, certain people that I work with that I want to communicate with on Slack
don't
regularly use Slack.
Well, that's different.
And that fucks me up. Mm-hmm. Because if I have just like a one-off question.
Yeah.
Because I used to do this with Sideshow all the time. You know, my other colleagues at Sideshow, if you have like a one-off question about work or just something you're just communicating about and you want to just drop somebody in a message, you just do it in Slack and they see it. And then that, and you can communicate with them instead of having to send a bunch of emails or blowing up your phone and using Instant Messenger or whatever. Yeah. I mean, Instant Messenger is basically like Slack as far as, the purposes that you're concerned with. But some people are just like, oh yeah, just text me. And I'm like, but this is the work, like texting for me, it's like, you know, hey babe, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, talking to my wife, talking to my brother, talking to somebody about making some plans, you know, or maybe talking about, you know, other things that are personal, not, you know, work email, work things that could be like, hey, I need this or whatever. And instead, and also people, that's the thing is if I'm not talking to them via Slack, they're like, oh, I'll just send you an email. Or at worst, they'll call you.
Yeah. And nobody wants to, I don't even know why phones work that way anymore. Don't fucking call me.
I get mad at phone calls. I've told people, and look, okay, look.
I know this, it's like the only person I talk to on the phone is my mother.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, here's, okay, so to get a more immediate answer within context.
Yeah.
You got to do a phone call.
Yeah.
That's usually how the reason goes. Like I have people that I work with that will require, that just need a phone call because it's easier, you know, it's sometimes there's a lot of information going around. You just don't want to sit there and be like, because I mean, here's the thing. Also, I'm on my computer most of the time. I'm on iMessage. Mm-hmm. So that's what I use to send a lot of texts. And it's a lot easier to send a text that way when you're in front of a full keyboard instead of fucking around on your phone.
True.
So, and if that's the case, if somebody, you know, if it's not a deep conversation, somebody could just send me a text or send me a phone call. Give me a phone call and we'll hash it out there. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless.
Welcome to Message Talk with Jen and Sean.
No, these are things, you know, people like to hear about this stuff. You know,
well, people probably agree.
One thing I don't, and I fear people that like I just communicate with on Facebook, but I'm not a fan of Facebook.
No, I don't like that thing.
I'm not a fan of.
I took it off my phone. Because well, I can't I look at it all the time because I get too angry. So I took Facebook off my phone. I took Twitter off my phone. Literally, the only thing I have left is Instagram.
Right.
Because I get too fucking angry. So.
Well, that's another.
Yeah. I'm thing. Just like, can't do it.
But do I it. Don't. Here's the thing with like social media messaging. I just don't like using it. I'm sorry. I know there's people that maybe, you know, use it, but it's just, I just can't. Like, especially for people that like know how to reach me via phone. Like if you really want to text, you know, if you want to send me a message, a text message, send it to me via text. Mm-hmm. Don't, or find some other way. You know, if you have my number or if you didn't think you had my number, I understand reaching out to me that way. Or if this is the only way that you have communication with me, you know, some people that just know me from Facebook or some people just know me from Twitter. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's some people, like I had a friend who was like, hey man, I'm talking to you via Instagram message, and I'm like, but dude, we know each other. You could just text me. You don't have to like go and open up your app and do this. I mean, that's just horse shit. You know,
so much rage.
I don't know. I have certain ways that I like doing things, and so when they're deviated from, I get frustrated.
I noticed. I'm aware. I've been with you for a long time. I know this is true.
I have certain buckets of ways that people communicate with me, and if they go outside of that bucket, I go, wait a minute, no, you belong here. I'm moving you over here.
Back to the bucket.
But getting back to Daughtry real quick.
Oh yeah.
I am Daughtry adjacent because
you know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah, well, Stephen Kramer Glickman.
Oh, that's right.
Is a good friend, apparently. Well, I think he was.
He knew him or something.
Well,
who knew him.
First of all, Stephen Kramer Glickman knows every fucking buddy. He is.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
He's just one of those guys. It's like he's had a connection with everybody, and he's a very.
Is he like a Kevin Bacon type?
He could be very well on his way to being Kevin Bacon.
Could I 6 degrees of separation everybody with fucking Stephen Kramer Glickman?
You might be able to if you don't count movies.
But I mean, he was like a voice of something. So you could connect him with the other people he was a voice with.
You can only really do it to Storks and to the upcoming White Fang remake they're doing.
Doing a remake of White Fang?
They're doing a live action animated White Fang.
Can I just say, wait.
I don't know what he plays. I don't know if he plays the Fang or the White.
Hold on. Live action animated?
It's one of those
things. What does that mean? It's one of the two.
It's one of those things where I think the animals talk, but it's also like.
Is it a Homeward Bound?
But I think their mouths move.
Are they gonna kill all those fucking kittens? Like they did that movie.
But I think
spoiler alert: if you loved Homeward Bound as a child, don't look up what happened to any of the animals in there.
Yeah, because they're not alive.
They all died. But they were like five different versions of like the dog or whatever, because they all fucking died.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta find out, because I remember it's not like a cartoon.
They did that with something like Snow Dogs, was it? The one where it was like the dogs. And
yeah,
they're
Snow Dogs or Eight Below.
That's
the one with Paul Walker. I almost said.
Paul Levesque. Triple H.
I almost referred to him as Dead Dude.
Well, that narrows it down.
I couldn't think of his name. I just thought of the way he died.
You know, that guy who's dead. Oh, that one? Okay.
That guy who died in a horrible car wreck, you know, which, I mean,
again, that
extremely
doesn't
sad.
Really narrow it down.
Extremely, extremely tragic, but that's the thing. That was the first thing that came to my head.
James Dean? He also?
You know what? James Dean.
Died in a terrible car wreck.
Yeah, he did. Let's talk about car wrecks. this show.
This is what happens. This is why we can't do this fucking show on a weeknight. We go off the rails.
Yeah, we're
just go everywhere.
We started off talking about Chris Daughtry, and now we're talking about famous celebrities who died in car wrecks.
Oh, what the fuck was her name?
James Mansfield.
Yeah, her.
She got decapitated.
She sure did.
It was like nothing left but her giant rack. That's what I was thinking. She was
When I die, please put on my tombstone, there was nothing left but her giant rack.
Well, what if you don't get Mansfield?
It doesn't matter. People will just really want to know about my giant rack.
Did you know Mariska Hargitay is her daughter?
Yes.
I didn't know that until sort of within the last 10 years.
Why are we even talking about this?
I don't know.
Oh, because we were talking about Steven Kramer Glickman and how he could, like,
okay,
he did that thing, the movie with the dogs with the mouths.
Yeah, I'm going to find out about exactly how this works, but I know he's the voice of not a person.
Okay.
It's not his. Maybe he's not. Maybe he is, because he's good with voices.
Can I just say one thing, though? Fuck live action remakes of animated movies. Fuck the Beauty and the Beast remake.
Yeah.
Fuck the Mulan remake. Fuck it all. I don't want
Has that come out? Is that coming out like soon? The Mulan one?
It's being made, if not in post-production. But yeah. No, fuck it all, man. I don't want that shit. I like my animated with my songs, and because they're so good that way. I don't need it remade.
That's how we liked it. That's why I should say that.
They're classics for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it alone.
Nobody wants to see them breathing 3D people.
No. And I had to see that movie. It was all right, but it was not what I wanted.
No.
I want the animated version. Because the animated version is superior.
I think no matter what, you going into that movie, you're not going to be won over by it. Even if it was the best movie.
Yeah, no.
It's still going to be difficult to watch.
Nope. So, don't like it. No, sir. I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Steven Craig Glickman knows Daughtry, and I think at one point they were talking about swapping DC superpowers.
Oh shit.
I think maybe at one point he mentioned something.
You're like, can
toys.
I get in on that?
I think I did. I think I was like, hey man, does he got like a Shazam I can do something with?
what would you give him for a Shazam?
I got an Orion. I got Plastic Man.
But then you wouldn't have a Plastic Man.
Would you rather have
a Shazam?
Yes.
All right, fair enough.
Actually, I would trade him for Mr. Miracle or Shazam or a Cyborg.
Oh, yeah. Well, no one's giving you a Cyborg. That's a rare one.
Cyborg's super rare. Cyborg was, they sold that for $75 loose at Meltdown Comics.
Yeah, they sure did.
And somebody must have came and bought it, because I didn't see it there.
It was Daughtry.
You know, I believe that is correct. I think that 100% Daughtry came in. He drove down one day.
Fuck you, Sean.
It was totally like an impulse buy. He was probably like, you know, I got like three of these at home because I'm fucking Daughtry. I need a fourth. I need to make like I'm going to have like the four Cyborg Horsemen. I'm going to name them after the wrestlers or something, because I'm also a wrestling fan because I'm Daughtry.
Sure.
I assume he's a wrestling fan too.
Why not?
Because he's like DC superpowers.
We can all be friends.
I think how that works.
I feel how that works.
I'm actually petitioning right now to be Daughtry's friend. I don't really like his music. I'm not really.
I actually really do like Daughtry's music.
See, that's my in. I do. My wife likes your music, but I like Suzy's superpowers.
And I'll tell you, the only season of American Idol I ever watched is the one he was on.
Yeah.
Because I saw that commercial and I was like, that guy's got a fucking great voice. I love it. And I want him to win. And I'm actually glad he didn't. It was it's probably better for him he didn't win.
No.
And I would go see them in concert. I absolutely would.
You mean him?
The band, Daughtry, yeah. Oh. That's his band. It's called Daughtry.
No, I always find that weird, that when, last name.
Like last Hale. Name band?
But it's like, how come it's not like Lee Roth?
Mm, good question.
You know?
Because wasn't it the two Van Halens?
Well, I guess, I don't know, maybe that's what they decided. It's like, well, there's two brothers in this band. I don't know,
Van Halen's a really fucking great name.
It is a really great name.
Let's be honest. Like, instead of Roth, wouldn't you rather be fucking Van Halen? I know I would.
Well, lucky they didn't decide to name the band Anthony. After Michael Anthony, the bassist.
Did he die?
Oh, he's still around. He got replaced by Wolfie Van Halen.
Everybody in that fucking band, except the Van Halens, have been replaced.
Yeah. No, that's right. Actually, that's right. Yeah, the Van Halen is made up of primarily
Van Halens.
Van Halens at this point, I think. I don't know. I mean, I know they've had some issues. Eddie's still kicking. Eddie had the C. I don't know.
Isn't he a huge dick?
I don't know.
Aren't all those Van Halen guys?
I don't know.
Dicks?
If we were friends with, if I could hang out with Daughtry, he probably might know.
Why would he know? Van I don't Halen's know because like he's 40 years older than he is.
But he's like in a rock circles. I'm sure he's had Halen.
If you just have a rock band, and they just let you in, they're like, hey, welcome to the circle.
Somebody said to Daughtry.
So and so is a big fuck. Let me tell you all about Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
I am certain also that Daughtry has some great fuck. Lars stories. Yeah, probably.
No one has Lars stories. I mean, everybody has Lars stories, but everybody knows he's an asshole. That is well documented.
Remember he was in that movie, Get Him to the Greek? He played...
Shit, yeah.
He just randomly showed up as like Rose Byrne's new boyfriend. He's just like some guy. He was in a bed the whole time. I think that was his only thing. Right. He just woke up in bed with her and he's just like, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, because it's
right.
Which is weird because I thought Lars had like a wife and family, and just like
I don't know. He's probably on his sixth wife. But all I remember, what I really remember about Lars is from Metallica Behind the Music when there was that picture, and he's wearing that like white leather jacket, and everybody's just staring at him because he was like obsessed with Axl Rose. Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, he really thought Axl was cool, and he's wearing this like fucking white leather jacket like Axl Rose would wear. I just remember this. I want to watch that actually.
Actually, the
why isn't Behind the Music on fucking Netflix?
Probably because of all sorts of rights issues with the music and shit.
No, but I want to watch it.
Oh, I know. That Metallica Behind the Music is probably
that's one of my favorites. I think I've seen it like 7 times. I love it.
It's probably like in the if you're making a top 5 Behind the Musics of all they made, that one was. That one's
it's
right
great.
Up there.
Yeah.
I think that one.
Baloney on Hand. I still remember that.
Yeah, that one. That was
Lunch.
That's what I always want to talk to Scott Ian about that.
Oh, yeah. About how he auditioned for them?
No. That was Les Claypool.
I thought they both did, but I know Les Claypool did.
Yeah.
Where he was joking about like jamming on Isley Brothers tunes.
Yeah. Start your own band. And there's like,
he's
yeah,
like,
he
oh,
should.
I will.
So you're really good. I should start your own band. And then he did. And he started Primus. And it was like, oh, yeah.
I've never been into Primus.
Primus is a hard band to get into.
But I appreciate what they do.
Primus is a hard band to get into. I think you have to commit to a patchouli-based lifestyle.
Oh, okay. I'm with you now. Now I get it. Because that would be difficult.
Like
everything has to be made of hemp.
Yes. That's
you gotta
what I
have incense and patchouli oil. If you're white, you gotta have white guy dreads. Nobody likes those.
You have to constantly have a greasy skin.
Yeah.
Like if you can't really get into a face where you have to always kind of have
no skincare routine is what you're telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, lack okay. of skincare. Like like nobody that has ever listened to Primus has ever done Proactive commercial. I am certain that Katy Perry has never listened to Primus.
Well, I think you would be right about that, but I think it would be for a lot of different reasons.
That would be my Q&A thing. It's like, have you ever listened to Primus? Because you got really great skin. Goodbye.
I'm doing an informal survey.
Goodbye, and I just jump out of a window.
Where'd that window come from? We're in the middle of a convention hall.
Somehow he jumped through the wall. What is going on here? What is this weird dream? What is this weird dreamscape I'm stuck in? I'm Katy Perry.
Did you just do a weird quantum leap into? Did you just leap into another lifetime?
Now look, that's That's a comic book or a TV show or something on sci-fi.
What, Quantum Leap?
Quantum Leap, but only you're only quantum leaping into people that are asking questions at comic book conventions.
That's a fucking nightmare is what that is. That's hell. That's the bad place.
I think I got a new hit on my hands. I like this idea.
You know what? One of these days we need to go through every episode we've ever done of the show.
Ew.
And I know, right? And write down every show or movie we've ever pitched. Because we must have at least 100 at this point.
Oh, we got too many. We're rich with ideas that will never get made.
Really bad ideas.
The worst ideas. The worst, absolute worst. We are
we're terrible.
Creatively garbage.
We are creative dumpster fires. Just like, hey, what are they thinking about? Oh no, it's like that Grandpa Simpson where he like walks into the board, the whorehouse where Bart's working. He's like, doo 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 doo, put the hat. Oh, doo 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 doo, walk back out. That is what people are like when they see our ideas.
That's right. Man, those are bad ideas.
Everything we say is bad.
Except for the show, which is why you should give it 5 stars.
You should give it 5 stars for still existing yet being so bad at the same time.
Leave us a 5-star review and say, Sean, I support your Quantum Leap reboot and
your quantum comic book question leap thing.
And my name is Scott Bakula. I'd like to star in it.
He's got nothing else to do.
Does he? Wait, what was he in recently?
He was in something recently. Was it Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
Was it?
Because he played a janitor in a hospital, didn't he?
No. That
he was in something, though. Kimmy Schmidt?
No. Yeah. No.
Oh, wait.
I'm blanking on it because you're right.
Oh, no.
Wasn't
Maria
Always Sunny.
Maria Bamford's thing?
No.
Oh, maybe it was Always Sunny.
No.
It might have been Always Sunny. I think it was Always Sunny. It might have been Always Sunny.
Maybe it was a movie.
No. I think it was a show. Because it was really fucking weird that he was there. I was like, wait, is that really Scott Bakula? Because they made some weird reference, and then he was actually like a janitor.
Oh, I'm going to think of it, because I don't think it's... I'm not going to look it up, but I know. I don't think it was either of those shows. But yeah, you're right.
I feel like it was Always Sunny, though.
You might be right.
I think that's what it was.
Well, while we ponder that question, this very important question.
Yes.
That can be easily researched.
We could always pull up IMDb, but we're not going to.
Oh, we're not gonna.
No. We're just gonna speculate.
We're just gonna speculate, and I'm gonna wake up in the middle of the night.
We're gonna pretend that, you know what? This is the dream of the 90s. That's what this fucking thing is right here.
Wait, was it Portlandia?
Was it Portlandia?
Fuck.
You know, it might have been.
Oh, boy.
It makes more sense if he was on Portlandia. No, when he showed up, I was like, what the fuck is he doing here?
Oh, it's gonna bother me because I know it wasn't any, I don't think it was any of those shows. Might have been Always Sunny.
But this is what the 90s were like. This is what before the internet was. You'd ask a question, just be like, do you think it was, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you never got
this. This is what it was.
You just didn't know.
And you know what? If you never remembered that question, you never thought to like go to a library or like whatever.
Well, here's the thing. Back in the 90s, libraries didn't have that information either.
No.
You couldn't find that out.
Because you know what? They only had like really old issues.
All
of like TV guidance.
Like,
so you were
going
to have to
80s.
Wait for like 6 or 7 months for them to get the new issue in.
How did we get out of that decade? How did we end up getting to this point?
I don't know.
Wow.
I know. Because you know what? And if you just forgot you asked that question, you'd never figure out that answer.
My mind is blown. It's like I just listened to Primus. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about our book for this week.
You like cheap comic books, right? Well, I'm Professor Allen, and I talk about cheap comic books on the Quarterbin Podcast. In every episode, I'll dissect a single comic from my collection. As long as I paid no more than 25 cents for the issue. Forget about $4 new comics that you can read in 4 minutes, or crossover events that can cost $100 to collect. Join me in the Quarter Bin, where even bad comics are a bargain, and good ones are a steal. The Quarter Bin Podcast is part of the Relatively Geeky Podcast Network. Visit us at relativelygeekypodcast.blogspot.com or search Relatively Geeky or Quarterbin Podcast in iTunes. I guarantee it'll be worth every penny.
All right, we're back here in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is Annex, Crucible of Power.
Oh, God.
Number one from August.
Bought this garbage.
I sure did. August 1994. Real quick, Jen was correct.
It was Always Sunny.
Scott Bakula did appear in an episode where they went back and they became...
They black became people. Black.
They yes. became black.
The gang becomes turns black or something.
There was a gang turns
and
back.
It was
time.
A weird.
But it was
musical.
Also
a musical thing. But yeah. he was like a janitor at like the nursing home or something.
Right.
Yes.
But also Scott Bakula has been very active on NCIS New Orleans.
No one watches that show.
No, everybody watches that show. We just don't.
We don't watch
it. Nobody that we know.
That's
watches that show. Except
you know what?
For
your mom probably watches that show.
My mom. I don't know if my mom has watched that show.
Yeah, my mom does not like.
I don't
NCIS.
Think that's on her radar.
I can tell you that my
maybe
mom,
on my sister's radar.
My mom has watched NCIS the original. She does not like it. She frowns upon it.
Mm.
So it's well, always she... it's hard to find because I hear about all these shows. I'm like, who the fuck watches it? And the answer is usually Sean's mom.
It's usually my mom.
Sometimes my parents.
My sister or
definitely your sister.
Somebody from Buffalo is watching it.
Yeah.
Because that is where, because yeah. with my brother, we came to visit, and some of his friends were talking about, like, all these celebrity things, and I'm like, oh, shit, they actually, like, watch all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of, like, all this stuff on our radar. I was like, I don't know, because none of this stuff is on the radar, because I don't, well, here's the thing, we don't
also,
watch TV.
We're cord cutters.
We're cord cutters, but we also don't watch, like, just TV, and, like, you know, here we are, it's a Tuesday night, we're not watching any network TV. There's shows on.
Well, yeah, I mean, it just literally.
Am I missing Alex Inc.?
Is that a show?
Yeah, the one about the podcast and Zach Braff.
Oh, yeah, that has nothing to do with podcasting?
Well.
At least the preview doesn't seem like it has anything to do with podcasting.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's what that show has to do with podcasting. The I in the
looks like
logo
a Wi-Fi thing.
Looks like a Wi-Fi password.
Uh-huh.
A Wi-Fi thing. And on the billboards I've been seeing.
Oh.
You know, because the billboards, it's just Zach Braff surrounded by family.
Oh, great.
But then there's also all these little like drawings of things, and one of them is an iPod, but it's like an old iPod with like earbuds. I'm like, what the fuck? Why
well,
is this?
Maybe you'll have to see if it comes on Hulu.
I think I'll watch it, but I just
because it took me how long has The Good Place been on?
For a couple of years. It hasn't been on that long.
I think they just started the second season or the third.
No, they're gonna be well at least the third season.
Yeah. I literally just started watching it yesterday.
Do you like it? I've heard it's something that it's got a nice vibe to it.
It has
really
a
like
nice
it.
Vibe, and there are some good jokes, but I don't know if I love it.
Mm.
It's not like, you know, watching Crazy Ex-Girlfriend where it's like really funny and I like it a lot.
Yeah.
There's something about it, and I don't know if because I already knew the twist at the end of the first season going
yeah.
into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ted Danson's good in it, though.
Yeah.
He looks great, by the way.
Ted Danson, yeah.
Yeah, he looks great. All tall and thin, wears these great suits, got this white hair. He looks great. Good for Ted Danson.
I just always remember that Tim and Eric sketch.
Little dancing man.
Little tiny dancing man with Peter Cetera singing the song Tiny Dancing Man. That's something I like watching from time to time. That and the Tiny Dancer Man with Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
I missed the boat on Tim and Eric. I don't know. Not everything for them isn't for me, but
no,
there's some stuff on there that I think I've...
That one I always appreciated. That
yeah,
sketch.
That one's a good one.
Most of their stuff I did not appreciate.
Yeah, it's too weird. But
yeah,
um,
which is odd because God knows I'm fucking weird.
It's something like, again, we've talked
but
about...
But it's like I'm not high enough. Like
I don't, know if you have to be high.
There's some of their sketches you have to be high.
Yeah,
and true. I don't smoke weed, so I'm just like, oh, this is not funny when you're sober.
Yeah. No, we have a hard time with it.
Yeah.
So anyways, Annex.
Mm.
We might as well be high reading this.
This is terrible. This is issue number one, as we've
so
said.
So this is a miniseries. It's only a 4-issue miniseries.
Does this guy ever come back?
Oh, what, does he come back at all? I think he at some point he's back somewhere, but he's not really like around. Like basically, so Annex, Crucible Power, August 1994. This is issue number one. He debuted in a Spider-Man...
Mm-hmm.
Amazing Spider-Man annual from this, I think either from this year or from the year before, probably from this year, where they, in each of the annuals through Marvel that particular year, they created new heroes
mm-hmm.
and they packaged them with little cards.
Okay.
So all these different heroes were, you know, going around these universes and Annex.
This is not the first time we've run into one of these new heroes.
No, we've probably, it's kind of like this around the same time that the DC was doing the bloodlines.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's, I feel like it was around, actually it might have been the same year, maybe not. Maybe this is the year after. So I feel like they're following in those footsteps, which why? I don't know.
Yeah, that it didn't work for them either. It
didn't do that great. Yeah. But Annex is one of these guys, and apparently he proved notable enough to have him get his own miniseries. Mm-hmm. And here he is on the cover. And Annex basically is a...
He's got a suit. He's like Iron Man.
He's basically an Iron Man. I'm trying to think, like, what kind of other guy he could be compared with. He's not like Iron because his face isn't covered.
Well, no, his face isn't covered, but basically he gets all of his powers from this suit.
Right.
That is created by... there's a scientist in here that creates it for him and helps him do what he needs to do. So he's almost like an Alfred character.
Yeah.
He's got like an Alfred, but it's not because this guy's rich.
It's just science.
It's just he's sciencing. Yeah, I mean, that's really the closest I can come to it is he's like an Iron Man because he doesn't have any powers when he's outside of a suit.
No, he's actually considerably less depowered out of the suit because the guy in there...
He's missing a leg.
Is Alex, I think I want to say his name is Alex Ellis or something.
Sure.
He is a Gulfstorm War veteran.
Yes, and an amputee.
And an amputee, so he's missing like part of his like right leg or something. And what this suit does is that he's called Annex because the suit was created to allow people to replace limbs. So in this case, and so I feel like
this is a bit of overkill if you're just going to try to replace literally from the knee down. He gets an entire suit.
True. I mean, maybe the technology, because I think what happened was the way that, and this kind of described in later in the book, that, you know, the purposes, like the scientist that creates this is like, hey, we got this suit and I want to be able to create limbs for people that don't have limbs. And then the people, his boss is like, oh, how about let's do it for war? And so basically, you know, they create this suit. And I know that, I guess technically this is a prototype. So this, because this looks ugly as hell.
Oh, it's bad.
Because you have
there are some problems with the suit, which I think we can talk about.
Well, you can talk about the. Let's talk about the color schemes. Basically, he has green arms and gauntlets and everything, you know, and he has it all like basically the undershirt of it is all green, but then he's got like this purple chest
plate. It's almost like shoulder plaids.
Shoulder
like
chest plate. Yeah. Ones. And then, and there's like, he's got purple belt. He's got green boots. He's got blue pants.
He's got blue pants.
And he's got these red bug eyes. And he's got these tubes that come out.
See, this is what I didn't understand because there's a picture of this later where it looks like he's wearing like an oxygen tank backpack and it has a tube in it and the tube attaches to his wrist. And I'm like...
Well, the tubes do patches, as you can see on the front here, yeah.
But why? Why would you have that? That's like when they do Bane.
Yeah, and why...
When he's got the tubes outside, and the way you just defeat him is you cut the stupid tubes, and that's how you do it every single time. Like, why would you want... Why? Why that's do you have this exposed?
That's the one thing that I think Dark Knight got right about.
They did.
About that.
Because they were like, oh, here's not... They don't have these stupid tubes.
He's tubeless.
He's tubeless.
He has sans tube. But, yeah. And so also, too, what this suit can do is not only does it replace his limbs, but he can also... It has, like, a database of weapons that he can, like...
They just, like, connect appear.
With, and they can appear, and he can use them, so he can, you know, you... I don't know if...
All he has to do is think about it. And even before he finishes the thought, like a gun will pop out.
Yeah, like a gun or a shield or whatever. So that's his deal. And basically he's, you know, Spider-Man's buddy from this book. And so we start off with J. Jonah Jameson yelling at this...
new young reporter.
Name is Kenny Brown. He's yelling at this reporter kid who looks like fucking...
He looks like one of the Newsboy Legion kids. Yeah, he does. Right there.
Well, he's got a bow tie. Yeah, he's got an ugly bow tie, and he's just looks like a your 1990s schmo kind of character.
This is what I never understand is like whenever they're like, let's draw a young kid, not kid, but like
young adult,
21, 22.
Yeah,
right, coming in, trying to learn the ropes. They always draw them super tiny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you do know that when you're like full grown by then, like you don't have to be like pint sized just because you're young. I never understand. And he's tiny and he's wearing glasses.
Well, I think the last time they actually got that right was when Eddie Brock debuted, because Eddie Brock, you know, just a bigger blonde dude, you know, who you know, ended up getting jacked. And, you know, but they, even though in the Spider-Man movies, they're like, here's Topher Grace. And I'm like, you know,
so. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But no,
was that the last thing Topher Grace ever did? Let's just say yes.
I don't know.
So he's J. Jonah Jameson's like, blah, blah, blah. You know, I need your work sucks. You need to get better work.
Yeah, basically he's like,
basically, fuck you. You're not doing anything good. You're not giving me anything I need. So go out there and do something, or you're always going to be a bullshit cub reporter.
Yeah, he's
basically what he's saying.
He's Jameson's quoting like a bunch of poets and shit. Like Jameson's got a flair for the dramatic.
Oh, he definitely does. Noticed.
You know what actually real quick I like about him is in the Lego game.
Mm.
He has one of the sonic attacks that can break the glass Legos. And what he does is he pulls out a typewriter and he types, and then he goes, ah, and it explodes the glass.
Okay.
He just gets really angry because that's
fair.
That's what J. Jonah Jameson does. Yeah, so he's basically like, yeah, go give me some Spider-Man. And this Annex guy, he's friends with Spider-Man. Go do something about it, right? Yeah. And so this kid's like, nah. Yeah. So he goes out and...
He's like, no, I'm outside.
He's like, no, I'm outside. And, you know, and he's like, oh, where am I going to go and find these superheroes? Like, they don't just show up. And it just happens that he looks up in the sky and Annex and Spider-Man are flopping around in the sky.
Yeah.
And
this is really dumb because it's like, they're so low that they have the way they're introduced at the bottom where it's like, it's Spider-Man and Annex are actually speech bubbles coming up from the street.
Yeah. So apparently people can, they're like, they're super low. And even they called that out.
And here's his dumb jetpack.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's a jetpack. It's just probably some sort of energy source pack.
Yeah. But then it's got this really long.
Right. No, his tubes are ridiculous.
But it's only one tube.
He's got a tiny tube.
Well, he's got little tubes.
But he's got a big tube.
Big. Huge tube, kind of like almost like a Doc Ock arm.
He's got these little tubes up here. He's got a lot of tubes.
Too many tubes.
What is
this? Is this like a ventilation? Is this like a snorkel? Is this like a laser?
Snorkel. Oh, he's a snork.
Because it's like this, almost like a tiny little cannon coming up beside his face.
Yeah.
But it could also be a snorkel.
Maybe he can make it as a, maybe that it helps create like head weapons.
Sure.
Like he's got one of those. Because I love me a good head weapon.
Like, define a head weapon. What's a good head weapon?
Well, like anything where there's a gun attached to your head. And I say this.
Are there many?
Well, I'll say this. G.I. Joe in the later years.
Fair enough.
Had a series of guys.
It's because they ran out of places to put guns.
100%. Because there were a bunch of guys that had gun cannons. Like, literally, I'll just show you later.
Why would you ever do that? Could you imagine, number one, the sound? Like, you would
just... Wearing a helmet.
That's not going to do anything. Not only that, but could you imagine, like, the kickback?
They got both headphones underneath.
You do the... Like, those headphones babies wear when they go to concerts?
Yeah.
And then, but then, so it fires. Could you imagine the
My baby will never hear the sounds of lit.
Can you imagine the kickback?
Maybe all they do is work out their neck muscles.
Oh, so they've got shoulder neck.
Yeah. Like Brock Lesnar is the only one that can use a head weapon.
Batista.
You know, and
Batista could probably pull off a head weapon.
I am 100%. I am convinced that Brock Lesnar owns a head cannon. Because Brock Lesnar loves his guns. He is a...
And so he's got a head cannon.
He definitely has a head cannon that he has shot out into the forests of Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan?
That's where he lives. He lives up in like the fucking Canadian wilderness and shit.
That's a good place for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, because he hates coming anywhere. He's just a grumpy, giant man who just wants to sit at home and shoot things with his head cannon.
Doesn't he like to, like, muck barns or whatever? Like, muck out stalls and...
Muck stalls?
Yeah, when you go muck out a stall, you, like, clean a stall.
Oh, like a horse stall?
Yeah.
Probably. He's a farm boy. He's a farm boy. He knows how to do all that stuff.
And he's Canadian?
No, he's not Canadian. He's from North Dakota.
Oh, but he lives in
Canada. Now he lives in Canada because at one point, he was, like, you know, after, like... You know, I think he made his money in the E the first time around. He was like, fuck this. I'm going to Canada. You know, and he just whatever. But he probably has properties other places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's look up Zillow.
let's find Brock Lesnar's property.
Let's find a Brock
Lesnar.
How much
is it worth?
Yeah, let's see if there's a picture. There's a Google Earth picture of him using a head cannon.
I'm certain there must be.
But yeah, so maybe that's what that's for. you know, and so basically Spider-Man's like flopping around with this guy for some reason. I don't know why they're hanging out together.
I don't know what they're doing.
But basically, you know, he's doing like a some sort of test diagnostic, and I don't.
Sure.
It's never explained why they're hanging out with each
other. They're just hanging out because you gotta put Spider-Man in here so people will buy it.
So this Dr. Bardo, who's basically Annex's dude,
El Bardo, yeah,
El Bartman. he is. He goes out in the street and he's like, "All right, well, you know, we shouldn't be testing this that early, but
here's a car."
You know, I'm out here. I'm going to go out and...
It is a test run because this car that they see, like, driving out of control doesn't have a driver.
Wait, so you think this is on purpose?
I think so. Isn't that the whole idea? So he's like, oh, here, I'll just think about this gun. And he shoots it. And Spider-Man's trying to clean up after him because this guy's a novice. So he's kind of blowing up some buildings.
Oh, yeah, this guy sucks.
He's not blowing them up, but at least knocking shit off of them.
Well, here's the thing. They're in the middle of, like, a New York City area where nobody apparently is walking around.
Yeah, no. As we know, New York, not populous.
New York doesn't have a lot of people.
No, it doesn't. It's really weird, though.
New York doesn't have a lot of people.
Huge city of four people.
The city of four people. Here's three of them.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he's just shooting like a random missile and he blows up the fucking street. He just ruins the street.
Oh, yeah, he's just killing all sorts of stuff.
Spider-Man's I just make sure nobody died with all these giant rocks. Well, what is he going to do with the rest of those rocks?
I don't know.
Is he just going to leave them there? He's strong enough to pick them. He's got to like carry one, walk it to the ocean, throw it.
Well, that's a good question. Does he put it on the ground? Because if he just spider webs it to the building, eventually that web fluid will disintegrate and they will fall.
Right, no, his web fluid only lasts like
it doesn't last
like an hour.
Long. Yeah, and then it goes away.
Yeah, people are fucked. We're all God, man, you know what?
And
things can be shitty now, but we don't live in a world of superheroes.
That's true.
Where we could be constantly being killed because of dumb stuff like this,
like in Powerless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not in a funny way.
Not in a funny way. Where you're just like late to work every single day because somebody just like picked up a train.
You'd be able to never go anywhere. Because of this, literally because of these fucking rocks.
Yeah.
How does that? That's a landslide.
I mean, that's the thing. That's the good thing. We might live in a nightmare, but it could be a worse nightmare.
Oh my God. I'm mad at Spider-Man. I'm mad. So anyway, so this kid, Goofy Boy.
Like, oh man, taking pictures.
Yeah, this Goofy Boy's taking pictures. Kenny's taking pictures, and he's like, oh yeah, look at those guys. Oh yeah, baby. This is a stolen product of Artico or whatever, because apparently that's where this Bardo works.
Sure.
And
Spider-Man webs his camera, and he's like, ah, fuck you, kid. And
he's like, I've seen this kid walking around.
And he's like,
I'm going to ruin his gimmick.
He's basically gonna, because he doesn't want Jameson to be an ass to him, so he's like, I'm gonna make sure I'm not friends with this kid, so I'm gonna be a dick to him so Jameson's not a dick to him.
True.
I'm like,
even though Jameson's already a dick,
I was like, Jameson's always gonna be a dick, so don't worry about it. Like, this kid's gonna
No. He says I hate the thought of Annex becoming a new target for Jameson. Now, he doesn't care about this kid.
Oh, I thought he was going
for wants kid. To keep Annex out of because he doesn't want, because basically, J. Jonah Jameson hates Spider-Man so much
that
anything is related to him.
Yeah.
Like, he will take it down.
It's like Donald Trump tweeting about Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, if you've ever...
Got to bring it up fucking all the time.
Yeah, he's always bringing it up. So anytime he's like, if J. Jonah Jameson was on Twitter today, it would just be nothing but like, Spider-Man suck my D.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. or just tweets about Spider-Man. Like, Spider-Man would definitely be an Antifa. He would definitely...
Spider-Man is part of the lying media.
Spider-Man, show us your certificate.
Oh yeah, you know? where's his birth certificate?
Where's Island? Is that in America? I don't know. Where's the certificate?
Where's the long form spider certificate? Me.
We only deal with American spiders.
I want to make sure my wall is spider proof.
So
that motherfucker was down there today too.
What? Where? Spider-Man?
No, Trump.
What's spider proof?
At the wall, he was seeing his wall prototypes today. It's the first time he's been to California since he got elected. He was here today.
Was he in like Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He might still be in Beverly Hills right now.
Oh man, I'm glad I didn't have to go to work.
Right? That would have been a fucking dick dance. Everything would have been shut down.
Because if look, any president.
Well, that's the thing.
You're fucking ruining my commute.
That was the thing, because Obama would show up because he was like doing a fundraiser in like the hills or some fucking nonsense, and it was just a mess.
Yeah.
We didn't even, just because he would come into LAX and then they would chopper him up there, mm-hmm. It was still a fucking mess. It's even worse. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So this kid's like, fuck you, Spider-Man. Fuck you, Annex. I'm going to kick your asses. And so this is a weird deal here. So Annex is like, hey man, thanks for like hanging around. And he's like, do you have any... Because Annex wants to be, like, a superhero.
Yeah,
he wants to
he
be
does.
A part of the gimmick. And
Spider-Man's like, no,
and Spider-Man's like, no. And, like, this Bardo guy's like, no. We're like...
But this guy's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah. I am Annex. And Spider-Man's like... And he's like, any tips on help on that superheroing is a valid career move? First of all, how does... It doesn't pay.
No. I mean, I assume the Avengers pay.
The Avengers get a stipend.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have to be a fucking Avenger.
Yeah, you got to be hanging around. Basically, you got to freelance for a really long time. You got to work for free before somebody will pay you. It's
if
like
at all,
it's like interning, mm-hmm. in that is a fucking racket and it is bullshit.
Either you're Reed
and
Richards,
hopefully you're rich enough to go ahead and support yourself.
Yeah, that's the thing. You need like a, that's why Spider-Man's always broke. Well, that's what. Yeah, Spider-Man's always broke. Clark Kent is just a reporter. That's how he makes his money. That's how he pays his rent. He doesn't pay his rent.
Yeah, he has to because he's a fucking farm boy. And there have been many stories where Ma and Pa Kent lose that fucking farm or are about to lose that fucking farm because they didn't come from money.
No.
They're not fucking Bruce Wayne. They're not Tony Stark.
No, yeah, no. So, but it says, you know.
Also, Annex speaks in square speech bubbles.
Well, because he's a robot man. Well,
robot man.
So he's speaking robot, kind of, and like, what's his face? Spider-Man's just like, I can't help you there. Not sure if I can help you there. Goodbye.
Yeah, and, see you later. Bye.
And, you know. Annex is like, oh, what's up his ass? I'm like, I don't know. You're just asking him, like, you're basically, like, going up to, like, The Rock and be like, hey, man, this acting thing looks pretty good. How do I become an actor?
How do I get a leading role?
Why don't you give me some tips of being an actor? How can I be The Rock?
Hey, how can I, like, be the lead in your next movie? And you're like, you know what?
Being in Fast and Fast 8, how can I be in Fast 9? Can I be in Fast 9 with you?
Somebody needs to, like, replace Paul Walker because...
Have they found somebody to replace Paul Walker yet?
Because Scott Eastwood sucked really badly in the last one, so... and it, I would be better than him.
They're like, nah, they got Clint Eastwood said goodbye. The Rock and Clint Eastwood in Fast 9.
What does Clint Eastwood do? Just, like, sit at home and complain about the government?
He drives a chair.
Well, like a lazy boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's in a wheelchair. And he's just like, he's rotted on ice. He's next to like fucking Tyrese, and Tyrese is like, "Yo, man, what's up with that chair?" And he's like, "Fuck you."
You know what? That would be true. It would be him and Tyrese as comic relief. Which, by the way, I hope Tyrese is never in another one of those fucking movies. He was the worst part. Every one of those movies, he's the worst part.
Tyrese. Yeah. I mean, Ludacris is like tame. Like in Ludacris. Yeah.
Ludacris, like, has things to do.
Yeah, Ludacris is really good in those movies,
actually. Tyrese is just like, I'm telling stupid jokes. And you're like, shut up, Tyrese.
You would think that Tyrese, yeah, like, some of, like, you know, the stunt, you know, actor, rappers, whatever, be the comic, try and make them have the funny lines and stuff like that. But, like, no, Tyrese has got all that shit. Tyrese is garbage.
He's very bad.
I mean, I never met the guy, but I just know those movies.
He was much better when he was just a model.
Yeah, he still is. He still looks good.
No, but I mean, like, when that's all he did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I really do like this idea of Clint Eastwood starring in the Fast 9 in the Fast
Series. It's
Fast
just
Fast.
A lazy boy with a but fucking steering wheel on it.
He only rides chairs. Like, it's like wheelchairs, lazy boys.
I want a lazy boy with fucking gnaws in it.
He's riding dining room chairs.
And he hits the button. It goes... he gnaws. Or however.
Gnaws.
Yeah. I don't think gnaws is a verb, but you know what I mean.
Oh, and then Fast and Furious, that's a verb.
Nauses. I'm so, nauseating. Nausing?
Nauseate. I'm nauseating.
Well, that sounds right.
So Annex goes back to the place, and he's like, all right.
The lab.
You know, this lab where Bardo is. And he's like, okay, look, you know, we need to... He's like, I want to be a superhero. And he's like, no.
Nope.
No, man, we got to, like...
Also, the way he, like... It seems like... The thing that holds the suit is like a really weird, like, chambery thing. It's kind of fucked up.
It's a chair that Clint Eastwood would ride.
Yeah.
It's basically
an Iron Maiden that Clint Eastwood would ride.
He's Iron Maiden. It's a seated Iron Maiden. But yeah. No, but he's like, yeah, basically it's like this weird chair that deactivates the suit and he gets out. And
then that's when you find out that he only has one leg.
Right.
Also, he wears tidy whiteys.
Oh, he's got to wear something underneath it. He can't just be free balling it.
He could wear jockeys.
What's wrong with this? This is '90s, man. We didn't.
That's true.
We didn't. You know, in '90s, we didn't figure out how to have extra length in our.
I feel like there were only two briefs. Options in the '90s. It was tighty whities or boxer shorts.
I had a boxer short period for a little while.
I think a lot of men did have a boxer short period, and then eventually you switched to the jockeys.
Yeah, no.
I feel like that's for the grown man.
Yeah, no, jockeys is the way to go because you got to have support, but you also kind of don't want to just have the.
And it doesn't claw up your ass.
Yeah,
like,
you don't want
like a brief would.
Yeah, no, I like, I've been a jockey guy for quite some time now.
Yeah, I think most men, I think once you get to like the adult stage of man, you get jockeys.
Yeah, but you do the boxers, yeah. No, yeah.
The boxers are when you're a young boy and you want people to see them because your pants are falling down.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do it that way, but I was like, hey, boxers, sweet. But it was kind of, it was just weird because it, you know, I wanted to explain it, but I feel like.
What, just it's like just hanging loose?
Well, like, or? You know, if he was like, you know, you're sitting in, you know, you can't imagine. You know, you can't let your mind drift when you're wearing boxers.
Oh, about things? Because you're going to.
About ladies? or whatever. Or if you're into dudes and you're thinking about it, I'm saying, but as from my experience. You can't sit there and just be having a thought and then be like, Sean, stand up in class. And yeah, you know, it's like that movie.
So,
perfect.
So if you're wearing a jockey, will that contain?
Jockeys are a bit more constrictive.
Yeah.
It's not by that much, but it's better.
Yeah.
And I think as a man, you know, as a young, older man, now I feel like I have.
Well, I feel like once you get to be an older man that you have some control. When you're a young kid, I mean, like the wind blows wrong.
Yeah.
And you're getting a fucking boner.
Yeah.
But when, as an older, more experienced man, you can just be like, and you probably don't get surprised by boners anymore, do you?
No.
Right. That probably doesn't happen.
No.
You're not just sitting there at your desk and you're like, oh, I just thought of something. Now I've got a hard on.
Well, I just take those random hard ons. It's just like, hey, this is just life. Welcome to the boner talk.
I mean, like, seriously, guys don't, like, just sit at their desk and get hard-ons, do they? Like, is that, that's not a thing?
I mean, you shouldn't. I mean, not...
I mean, like, you could, though,
you
right?
You could. You know, you could figure it out. Sean Merrick, figuring it out. That's my,
I mean, like, seriously, like, are you just like, oh, no, I have to go to a meeting, but I have a boner, like... Like it's some fucking raunchy comedy.
But here's the thing.
Starring Jason Biggs.
That's pretty much life. Actually, that's pretty much like Jason. Actually, I'm surprised Jason Biggs didn't do just a bunch of movies that were just like based around him getting inappropriate boners. Because I mean,
he did. But
he did.
They were called American Pie, but you mean
that's
like
true.
Like in addition to American?
Yeah, I kind of thought that was like it's like hey, you know, it's like American Pie, but it's like in a church, or it's like American Pie, but you're
in an office.
American Pie, but you're like at a rodeo or something. You know, like I don't know, just
American Pie, but you're at NASCAR.
American Pie, but you're in space.
American Pie, but you're on a boat.
American Pie, but you're in hell.
I mean, by the time we got to that last American Pie sequel, I mean, that was kind of in hell.
I'm adding that to our book list of ideas.
American Pie, but in hell.
Guys.
We just had like seven ideas there.
It's American.
But on a boat.
American Pie, but you're in hell. What's it called? American Hell.
It's called 2018.
It's called The Now. So
this book, you can tell this book is stupid. We don't even care.
Yeah. So basically they take the subway. Now we get some hot subway action.
That's right. We do get hot. We get
and by hot subway. It's just an old woman giving up the seat
she
for Annex because
offers to give up her seat, and he gets so offended.
Yeah.
And so upset. But really, he shouldn't.
Yeah.
He should just be. I understand that he's like, oh man, I feel really shitty about this leg. But I mean, and I realize this was the '90s, but today prosthetic legs. Are like fucking crazy. Like
yeah, everybody's got one.
Are insane, and they.
I have one. I don't even need it.
You get those blade things, man. When you're running,
like in that Kingsman movie.
Yeah.
Or actually, anything. Just watch like fucking people are amazing with these things.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, but they've got like ones where you can like get designs on them and shit, and like they're see through. They're fucking cool.
Yeah.
And not only that, but if they have like now they come with joints and stuff.
Yo, it's fucking.
So if you're wearing pants, people don't even know.
Exactly.
They don't even know because you don't walk weird. You just walk.
Yeah. So
I get it. It's the 90s. Maybe you're not there yet, but don't worry, dude.
It gets better, man. You'll get some sweet. They'll figure it out for you.
You're gonna get a fucking cool prosthetic leg.
Yeah. Well, he already has one, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, you got a suit.
It's weird.
So he gets like, he's like, I used to be whole.
Then we get the Bardo kind of thinking back about this, you know, whole deal about basically he made a deal. Like I explained earlier, the scientist was like, you know, the head of this company was like, oh, we should use this for
war. Not to help people.
You know, and he.
Because, you know, let us kill people because that's what we do.
And he's using his son, attempt to return his son to life. And using Alex as the annexing conduit. So I think maybe at some point, this is from the Spider-Man annual that he debuted in. It sounds like they wanted to use Alex to bring to annex his old son. This guy's son, somebody's son.
Sure.
Anyway, so
whatever,
they get,
it doesn't matter.
So they go home. So they go to this doctor's house.
But there's a bunch of dudes with guns in the driveway.
There's like the men in black are there. And I mean, literally, they're wearing black
suits.
They
are. And they've got like these weird space guns. And they abduct the
doctor. Those are big ass space guns.
Yeah. They abduct the doctor right there. Alex runs up to the door and he stops like the wife and the daughter. And he's like, oh my God, he was just abducted. You guys call the police. I'm going to go back to the lab.
And they're like, who are you?
And he's like, whatever. I'm going to go back to the lab.
So Alex, Ellis, that's it. That's it. It was Alex.
Yeah. So he goes back to the lab, takes the subway back.
Yeah.
He gets back on the train, goes
back.
Give
him some miles on that that metro card.
Because he's out in fucking Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
Takes it back
out. God, that sucks.
Takes it back
out. God, this sucks, man. I feel bad for this dude.
Like, this was like a 3-hour trip.
No wonder he got so angry on the train. You know,
yeah, he's like, fuck, I'm going to Long Island.
Because now he's like, shit, I got to go back on the train.
And I have to go to Long Island.
I got to hurry my ass over because he can't get, I mean, nobody gave him a ride.
Yeah.
I think he
walked. There's no Uber.
No, there's no Uber.
No, cabs aren't coming out to Long Island.
No.
So, God. So he makes it all the way back. But by the time he gets back, the daughter is there.
Yes.
She was at the house. Now, I'm assuming she took a car. Probably could have given him a ride.
100%.
Just saying.
If she was headed there anyway, she could have, like, drove up by him and been like, hey, where did the mother go? Because the mother is like...
I think she called the police.
Well, the phone is dead, so she goes next door.
Oh, so she's probably waiting with the neighbors, I guess.
And the daughter just ran out.
Yeah, daughter goes off. And then she's like, well, I can tell you I can work all this machinery.
No, no, she can't work shit. He tells her how to work it.
Oh, he does. Okay, so he tells her how to work it.
Because she ends up at this office. All of a sudden, it just jumps straight from okay, your father's been abducted. Yeah. So, like, I'm going to go. I'm this guy you just met. I'm going to leave. And you guys get safe. And then the daughter's like, hey, I can help you.
I'll go to my dad's lab. Oh, and that guy's here. And now I'll just help you. Here's my weird suit with all my fucking...
Tubes
on it, and I'm gonna fly off. And she's like, don't worry about the machine, just save my dad.
Okay? Yeah.
Like, don't worry about the technology, I just want my dad. So he's like, okay, and he's flying along, and he gets kazapped by this guy named Brace.
So yeah, he gets ambushed by this guy.
He looks like a really jacked Moby.
He goes to New York. This actually might be Moby.
This is really Jack. He did a lot of yoga.
This is Moby before he was vegan.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah. See, after he went vegan, he kind of lost a lot of that muscle definition, but he still lived really healthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But but this is before he was just.
Do you ever remember that Cribs with Moby?
Do I?
Where he was like, "Here's my bathroom. I don't have a mirror. It's not an artistic statement. I just haven't hung one up yet."
I don't remember that.
Okay, I always remember that.
The only, like, Cribs I really remember was Ashton Kutcher. This is pre-Demi Moore.
Mm.
He had, like, a dude fridge full of Heineken.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that. And then I remember...
I think he could have picked a better beer.
Maybe that was...
It is a dude fridge, though. Like, you...
I don't hate Heineken.
I don't hate it, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm 2003, sure if I had a dude fridge, it would probably be full of like Blue Moon, and people would be like, ew. I like Blue Moon.
Yeah, might be full of Blue Light.
Yes, Labatt.
Labatt Blue Light, just to kind of keep it easy if I'm drinking beer.
I could see yours being full of Miller High Life.
Or high life. Yeah, we're living high life.
Always living the high life.
High life is just like drinking water. It really is.
It's true. That's like I drink Mick Ultra and I'm just like, this isn't
even drinking?
This isn't even beer. Like, it's just fucking nothing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But yeah, so he, you know, that, and I also remember this one, I think it was Sebastian Bach, and he had like a CD, like a thing that you would get at a store, like a CD display, and he just had one of those house, and he had a bunch of CDs in there, so I kept his CDs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you keep your CDs, in a CD rack.
But like, no, but like, not like a, but like a display, like you go to the, like,
oh, I get
but
it.
But it was one of those ones where like they have the, if you remember them, like they had like the divoted.
Yes. The
thing, and you just kind of, they just kind of leaned against each other.
Yeah.
And he had that, and he's like, I just went to the store, and they're like, I want this. And they're like, what? It's like, all this. And then he bought, that's what he bought.
He bought the fixtures.
He bought the fixture. Yeah. Huh. So, yeah.
Anyway, so Moby's here.
Moby's here. Moby is ripped as shit, and he is known as Brace.
And he has, like, electrical fists.
He has electrical fists, electrical gauntlet fists, and then he's just, but he's just also wearing, like, just black pants and no shirt.
Yeah.
And
he has tubes coming out of his mouth.
He has, like...
Kind of like when you go to the dentist and they put that thing to, like, hold your lips back. He's got one of those.
He's got one of those things where, like...
Which is weird.
Yeah, I don't know what they call it, but it's basically, like, a forceps for your mouth.
Yeah, mouth forceps?
Yes.
Mouthceps?
Can I get Moby in the mouth forceps? That's my...
I like Moby in the morceps.
I feel like I'm just tweeting this picture and just be like, is this Moby? Just see.
Everybody's like, what?
No one
has talked about Moby.
Just tweet it at him. Just be like, is this you before being vegan?
Do you really think Moby's on Twitter?
I bet he is.
He doesn't seem like the type of guy to be on Twitter.
No, I think he's got something to say.
He's probably one of those guys who like... I'm a Luddite, except for my music.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Luddite, yeah.
Yeah.
Or if he has a Twitter, but he hasn't tweeted in a very, like, since 2012.
Probably.
He has, like, 3 tweets, but he has, like, a million followers.
Yeah, and it was probably, like, just, like, a half-formed tweet.
Yeah, it's just something like, hey, I'm on Twitter. No tweets.
Yeah.
And there's, a retweet of, like, some, like, vegan thing.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a picture of, like...
A cow.
A cow, but, like, heart by it. Because he loves animals.
I love animals.
Yeah, and then that's it. Guys... Tell us about Moby's Twitter. Please leave a 5-star review.
Let us know about Moby's Twitter.
Yeah. So anyway, so this Brace guy is fucking around with Annex. And basically his deal is he absorbs power through his metal fists or something like that. And he's a conduit for electricity and power. And he uses that to beat up.
He's kind of like a parasite, but only for electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so as this is happening, the doctor turns out a homing signal. And Annex starts following towards him.
Mm-hmm. Fighting this Brace guy.
Yeah, and Annex is using his powers. Like, he gets almost hit with a water tower. And he uses, like a waterproof shield, apparently, he can create.
And, of course, Spider-Man's not here to save any of this stuff from falling on innocent people.
No.
So, then somebody stops Brace. It looks like a woman. She's wearing heels, but we only see the shadows.
Yeah, we don't know who this is, but apparently this is somebody that...
gets out of a car, talks to Brace, like, Brace, what happened?
Because what they do is they want his armor, but they want to kill him,
but
not
take the armor.
Take the armor,
so they don't want to damage the armor.
What they need to do is they need to, since they've already seen him...
Mm-hmm. Shoot at the mouth.
Shoot at the mouth. Just, like, shoot, like, a bunch of things into his mouth and up into his brain.
Right.
And then because suck out the body and just take the armor. I mean, that's all you need to do.
Like sucking a crab out.
It's like crawfish.
Gross.
I mean, that's essentially what's going on here.
Pretty much.
You know, he's dumb enough to have his nose explode.
That's true. Shoot for the mouth.
Or fucking chop his nose off.
That's the only skin he's showing is his nose and his mouth. So if you want to shoot him without hurting his armor, that's where you got to hit.
Or fucking grab him and shove something down his throat and fucking... puree his organs.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want to just get the body and then you can
man
just,
puree.
Yeah, and then just peel off the armor and leave his puree there. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to be constructive.
They're like field stripping this guy, basically.
So,
you know, dressing or whatever. Whatever it's called when you hunt and you like take out the organs before you take your kill back to the wherever.
Yeah.
Because if you shoot a caribou, you have to like get its organs out like right there.
Yeah.
I saw that on some show about people who live in Alaska.
Yeah. No, you gotta... hunting caribou and, like, moose and shit, that's, like, a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it was really a big fucking deal. And if you get one, you have to, like, get all that shit out because it immediately starts like decaying and if it, you leave it in there, it spoils all your meat. So you have to basically disembowel them and leave the intestines and the stomach and whatever, just like leave it right there in the in the snow, and then you can take the rest of the caribou back with you.
Caribou.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Moby did not tweet that, by the way.
No. And you know what? If we ever get lost in Alaska, I now know what I have to do if we kill a caribou.
Don't count on Moby. Hang on, we gotta get some meat. Oh, there's a caribou. Maybe we should grab it. Oh, well, what does Moby have to say?
Eat moss.
Eat moss. Yeah, eat moss.
That sounds great, Moby. Thanks.
By the way, Moby, is this you? So the Annex powers out of the suit because apparently, because he does like this big blast to get Brace off of him, and he powers down, so I guess he can't be tracked.
Yeah.
And then he runs away.
Yeah, like Brace gets stopped by the lady.
Yeah. And then, in the car. And then as he's running down the back alley streets, he's going back to the secret warehouse.
That's where the fucking girl shows up again.
Girl shows up in a car that apparently her father has like a space car that has all these overrides on it, so, but it's basically just like a minivan.
Can I just point one thing out?
Yeah.
They literally didn't need Annex. Because she waits for the homing signal, she takes the car and follows it and saves her father.
That's right, she does.
Nobody needed Annex.
Yeah.
There's no need for him to be here.
Unless...
Right?
I guess
because
not.
Because who saves the father? It's the girl. She does. You see them both walking it out together.
Yeah, it's a very
it's kind of weird that they did it that way. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So Brace is like, all right, bye lady, and then he's like sucking out power from the power lines while that's happening. Then we go back with the doctor, and
I do like this panel here. It's a weird,
it's a humongous gun.
Well, it's like a weird like perspective panel.
Yeah.
Because one of these guys is like holding a gun to the doctor's head, and he's at the front of the panel, and the gun is like gigantic. It's like, you know,
it's like literally 3/4 of his head.
Pretty much.
It's quite a large gun.
So as they're going through this place, because they're like, hey, what, you know, because he's got the secret thing, and they're all like, oh, what is this bullshit place? And he's like, this is my secret hideout, you idiots.
Yeah.
And he tries to go in, and has
his
like
watch has like special shit.
Yeah.
It's basically a Bond watch. It like electrocutes people and whatever. He knocks these people unconscious.
He goes, I pray they're only stunned and their feet are smoking.
Yeah, those dudes are dead.
I'm like, what do you mean I pray? Like, they're dead, dude.
You murdered those men.
Yeah, you murdered those guys. And as she goes in.
And see, there she is. She gets the dad, and that's when Annex shows up.
Wait a minute. When is. What happens is she goes in. No, they. Okay. Check this out. So they go in, he goes into the secret thing, and his daughter's already there with Annex, and he's getting into this Iron Maiden or into this suit.
But he was just in the suit.
Or something. He's getting.
Why is he getting back into it? I don't know. There's some weird logic thing going on because they were in a car.
Yeah.
Now they're at this house, and Annex is putting a suit back on, which he already had on. And then this doctor saved himself. Or they.
Well, he powered.
Found
no, no, no.
Him?
What happened is no. What happened is they no.
Oh, because okay. He needs to recharge.
Yeah, he needed to recharge. What happened is though the guys took him to his secret warehouse because they were like, we want to go get that suit, and he's like, fine, go here. And so he went there, and as they're going in, he fried those guys in the doorway, and it just happened at the same time that the daughter was there with Annex, and Annex was recharging, and they're like, Annex.
Again, nobody needed Annex.
Yeah.
This guy saved himself.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, he pretty much just went in there, you know, and he killed. Yeah, his doctor just killed a bunch of dudes. And then he's like, okay, shit. Well,
he's like, oh, Annex, you're here. Why don't you use the suit to go do whatever you're
doing? No, he's like, he goes, no, you need to take this suit off because Brace, because he goes, oh, no, Brace. Because Brace is trying, Brace can track him with his suit. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, whatever, I'm going to go find him. And so he goes off. He goes off and starts.
Brace finds him.
Finds Brace, and he calls him. He's like, "You man enough? Or you machine enough to get me?"
He's
and,
like, "How dare you call me a machine?"
Yeah, I'm like, "Well, you're pretty much like Moby Machine.
You're Moby."
He's like, "Come on, Moby, let's do this." He's like, "Fuck you, I'm not Moby."
He's like, "You were never good." And he's like, "Fuck you." And so
Porcelain's a shitty song.
And then this kid, Kevin or whatever his name is.
Oh, I forgot.
The journalist guy. He's like, oh, I must have fallen asleep here in his car.
How did he just know to hang out by this place?
I don't know. And he's like, oh, man, aren't I lucky, because here's this crazy fight. So he starts taking pictures of these guys as they're going at it.
Yeah.
And they're fighting and they're fighting and they're fighting. And so eventually...
Yeah, Annex is using, you know, again, I just want to point out, Annex is using his power. He's developing giant guns. Yeah. He is a very 90s dude.
He really is. He also has belts.
He's got a lot of belts.
He's got belts around his thighs. But then he manifests a gun that actually absorbs energy. So it sucks all of the energy out of Brace. And Brace is like, he's like, well, now, you know, you don't have any energy. He's like, well, there's still you. So he grabs Annex by the leg and he sucks all the power out of his suit.
Right.
And so now he's like, I'm fully recharged, as Annex goes like falling.
Yeah. Because we go back into the
lab.
The lab, and it says Annexing suit, life support system terminated. And basically
zero heart rate, zero respiration. He's dead.
He's dead.
And then it says... next issue.
Well, this is funny because I think it's silly because the daughter's like, Dad, you have to understand, I was worried about you. And then this explosion happens and she's like, oh my God, what was that? And the father's like, that was the end of Annex. And the daughter's like, no. But I just like the father's like, that guy's dead. Mm-hmm. he's not just like freaking, like,
well,
I don't know.
I mean, he's already killed like 6 people. So what's one more?
Yeah, this guy would be a great commissioner of Gotham.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He's like, oh, another dead person.
Yeah, this dude murdered. This
what are you going to do? Dude
murders every. He's a murderer.
Yeah. He's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, he's self-defense, but, you know.
Yeah. But he's used to seeing dead people at this point.
Yeah. And that's it for this issue. Next issue is Circuits of Vengeance, which LOL.
Yeah.
And there's no letters page because this is a miniseries. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a fuck. Mm-hmm. And it's the first issue. So that's it for Annex, Crucible Power number 1 from August 1994. Would you read the next issue of this?
No.
I'm actually going to track the rest of these.
Of course you are.
I actually have the last one of this.
What is with you and these weird-ass heroes?
I just want to know what's going on.
You can't read the Wikipedia?
Well, that doesn't tell me everything.
Okay.
I want to experience it. I just don't want to have a computer tell me what's going on. Because usually it just says, oh, well, he fought somebody and then that was it. I'm like, I want to kind of see what else is going on.
Fair. All right.
You know, is it
good for you?
Should I?
Glad.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
only a mini series. You only got 4 to find. If you already have one, so you only have 2 left.
Yeah. I'm a curious boy.
You certainly are.
You know, I have the same kind of deal, like when it comes to like other mini series, like a Gargoyle, Jack of Hearts. Like, mm-hmm. I'm the kind of guy that's like looking, like when there's somebody like, who's looking for this? Sean's looking for it.
Sean is looking.
U.S. agent. You know, I'm tracking that down, which we did do on the show.
We did. So, twice.
No, we didn't.
He's been in, we did one U.S. agent, but he's shown up more than once.
Oh, U.S. agent's been around. Yeah, he's been around. So
he's shown up.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I'm definitely checking. I'm going to track the rest of these down.
Yes.
Yeah. And look at this costume. God, it's just so ugly.
Well, does it get better?
No.
Oh, all right. It's very 90s.
This is very 90s. This is actually exactly like...
look at those belts.
When you think of... yeah, what are the belts serving purpose
there's
for?
There's belts and there's gears and tubes and I don't... like the gauntlets have wings on them. I mean, like
I don't know. Well, okay. I don't know if these are so much belts as they are maybe like...
that's a belt.
Well, I mean, it looks like a belt.
It's a belt.
He doesn't need a belt though. Actually, this is a belt too. Why has he got belts?
Because it's the 90s.
But he's not wearing pants.
Doesn't matter. It's the 90s. Put belts on them. You know
put
how?
Put a belt on it.
Portlandia wants to put a bird on it. This guy put a belt on it.
That'd be great if they had a sketch about comics of the 90s.
That would be amazing. If there was a sketch where it was just like basically those characters from Portlandia, and every time there's like, what about this guy? Put a belt on it.
Put a belt on it.
And it was just like, oh man, finally it's just like some dude drowning in belts.
Well, we've talked about this a lot on the show about how there should be a guy that has a gun that shoots belts.
It should.
I think, man, yeah, no, the 90s and belts, man. I used to have those. Do you remember them? They used to have those lattice belts.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have those.
Yeah.
I used to do the thing where you...
oh, yeah.
And you have it hanging down.
Yep. And you just like a loop.
Yeah.
And then it hung down. That was a thing back then. Mm-hmm. That was a thing.
That was like a show of like confidence.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was like when we were watching whatever that wrestling thing was the other day, and that one guy came out dancing, and he had one of those, like, green shirts, but it had, like, it was like a silky corduroy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silk shirts, you know.
But it wasn't a silk shirt. You know what I'm talking about. It was like the corduroy. Right. It was kind of shiny.
Yeah, that was like the 90s. Yeah, you kind of went from silk to like kind of like a corduroy kind of thing, or like polyester, like shiny polyester.
And it was like lime green. And I was like, every dude I know had one of those.
Oh, Sean Merrick had those too.
Of course you did. You were a person who was alive in the 90s. Of course you had one of those shirts.
I was wearing those at places. You know, I was trying to be handsome.
I remember that was back in the day, man. That was. Every dude I know looked like that.
It's hard to be handsome.
Yeah.
It's hard to be handsome.
The Sean Merrick story?
Yes. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. On Instagram, you can see my wide collection of Starbucks bathroom selfies.
Mm-hmm.
Those are fun. So many pictures in Starbucks bathrooms. And you can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. You can find us at gmail.com, worstcollectionever@gmail.com if you want to send us an email.
And then, of course.
Does anybody want a cat?
Yeah, we'll have a drawing and we'll give you our cat.
We're going to give our cat away.
Yeah. No.
Because he's being kind of a dick.
No, we'll, you know what? We'll deal with him.
Oh yeah, that's what I said. You heard me.
Oh,
he's giving me looks.
He gives us like he knows what we're talking about.
It's like, you want to give me away? I don't want to give him away.
No, you can say you'll stay with us.
But he's an asshole.
The world is knowing that you are shit. You already said Facebook, right?
I did.
And oh yeah,
and Gmail.
And
yeah,
Gmail.
I said it all.
YouTube, the iTunes.
No, I leave that for you.
Oh yes,
that's yours.
Very important. Yeah. Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Or anywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah.
We get this podcast. We're on Stitcher. We're on SoundCloud.
All the things.
Just give us a 5-star rating or whatever it is that you rate on wherever you go. That would be awesome. Also, real quick, I want to promote this. I am on the most recent, as of this episode, I am on the most recent episode of the DC Comics Presents show.
Yes, talking about the Creeper.
Talking about Superman and the Creeper with our good friend Russell Bragg.
Yep.
He is the host of that show, and you can find that show everywhere where you get your same place you get this podcast, on Apple Podcasts. Just look up DC Comics Presents show, and I am there talking about DC Comics Presents from 1985. It's number 88, I think.
Mm.
And is with Superman and the Creeper, and it is... dumb.
Yeah.
It's a dumb book. It's a Crisis crossover too, which woof.
Yeah.
Yeah, we dealt with that last week.
We sure did.
Woof.
Yeah.
yeah, check it out. Russell does a fine program. You need to check that out. So thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk again soon.
Bye.